We don't usually get a message about surrender
right at the beginning of the week. But evidently the Lord is after something in us. And so I'm glad for the things that we heard. It's never too early to surrender yourself to Jesus. I remember as a young person being challenged by missionaries that would come to visit our churches. And we often had altar calls afterwards. Now, if you want Jesus, you just want to give yourself to Jesus, if you want to surrender yourself and just come to the altar and say, Lord, just if you can use me, if you can do anything with my life, I surrender it to you. I'll go where you want me to go, Lord. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Forget about my plans for my life. Lord, if they're not your plans, I don't want them. I know you want what's best for me. You put me in this world for a purpose, and I want to find out what that is, and I want to do that. I don't know how many times I did that as a young person. I think you do it once, but you know, every time a missionary or someone called us up to the front to surrender, I went up again, and God just dealt with me. And I wouldn't be here today if I hadn't dealt with God and He with me the way He did. God often does that here at camp. You know, whether you're a young person or whether you're an older person, sometimes we get older and we think, well, what can God do with me now? I have a family, kids to take care of. I miss that opportunity. But, you know, if you just give yourself to God and just leave it up to Him, you'll be surprised what God can yet do with your life. The doors that He'll open, the way that He'll use you, the ways that you couldn't even think of in 100 years. All He's waiting for is you to say, Jesus, I surrender to you. Lord, I just give myself to you, Lord. Take me as I am and make me what you want me to be, in spirit, soul, and body, no matter what the cost. You know, living in the world, there's quite a price tag connected with that, right? Devil tries to make us think if you serve Jesus, it's going to cost you too much. But he makes you forget about all the heartache and sorrow that you've suffered living for him in the world. Well, if you're going to pay a price, you might as well pay it for the right thing. Hallelujah. And you'll never regret giving yourself fully to Jesus, no matter what the cost. God more than makes it up to us. It's a high and holy calling, and it's worthy of all that we can surrender. And so I'd like to encourage you, as we've heard already this morning, surrender. Maybe you're sitting here and you said, I have surrendered to the Lord. I've prayed that prayer many times. Well, it doesn't hurt to pray it again. Because surrender is something that God deepens in our life. And as we go on with Him, He gives us a greater understanding of things perhaps that we didn't yield to Him just yet. One time I was making a big decision as to whether to, what was that, to stay in Fredericksburg or to go to New York. And I was young, I was in my 20s, and I was very confused. And I said, Lord, you know, I talk to these people and they tell me, you know, good reasons to stay. And then I talk to these people, and they tell me good reasons to go. And the more I talk to people, the more confused I got. So I heard of a place called Liberty Corner in New Jersey, and I knew that others had gone there to pray. It was a Christian place. So I got on the train, and I went to Liberty Corner all by myself, and I said, Lord, I'm gonna take my Bible with me. I'm going to read your word every day. I'm going to spend time in prayer. And I'm just going to give you a chance to talk to me. And as I began to deal with God, I began to see things in my life and resistance to His will and so on. And I got confused. I said, Lord, where's this coming from? I thought I surrendered to you. I I can tell you the church where I was at the altar, and I said, Jesus, have your perfect way in my life. And the thought came to me, I know. That's why I'm dealing with you the way I am. Because you surrendered to me and gave me permission to invade every area of your life and have my full way in you, now I'm going after it. Now it's time to deal with this in your life, and now it's time to get hold of that in your life. And instead of being discouraged that I wasn't surrendered, I realize this is what happens to surrendered people. God takes it seriously, and God comes after a while and claims what you've surrendered to him. And he doesn't do it all at once, because we probably couldn't handle it, give everything up at once, but we give him permission. Lord, rearrange my life and invade every area of my life. And then as we continue seeking God, he'll put his finger on this thing in my life. And then he'll say, okay, now it's time for me to get hold of this. Remember, you surrendered everything, right? And now it's time to deal with you about this. And little by little, we just keep giving Jesus what is rightfully his. And so when you surrender to the Lord, that's not the end, that's the beginning. But it's a wonderful beginning. Hallelujah. And so when Jesus, while you're in meetings or here on the grounds, God points to something in your life and says that he's not particularly pleased with that, or he wants to take that out of your life, give it to him. Say, well, of course, Lord. I gave you everything, and so that's yours. Take it, Lord. And that's called the work of sanctification. It's a process. The Holy Spirit is cleaning us up. The Holy Spirit is making us like Jesus, as our brother Gavin led out in that song. I thought that's very fitting. To surrender means to give God permission to make you like Jesus. And in order to make you like Jesus, he's going to have to do some rearranging. Oh, praise God. I'm so glad he loves us so much that he works with us so patiently. And he's not satisfied until we're all his. Not just because we prayed it, but in reality. Praise God. There's a song, Is Your All on the Altar of Sacrifice. We're going to sing that in closing. And I want to think about the words. Lord, is my all on the altar? Anything I'm holding on to? Well, Lord, I want everything to be surrendered to you. And I'm trusting you, Jesus, to come and take it. I don't know how to give it to you, but you know how to take it, so please do. 395. Okay. You know that has to be the hardcover book, right? Hallelujah. Let's stand together as we sing this, and then we'll be dismissed. I just want to remind you that today's our morning of prayer. So after we dismiss, please visit outside. And those that would like to continue to wait on God, spend time in prayer. We'll do that until about 12 o'clock. Okay? And so you're all invited to come and go as you're able. Thank you. chorus between these next two verses. Oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessings for which we have prayed till our body and soul He doth fully control and our only answer is faith.
Verse 4.
Who can tell Stefan Henriquez, will you pray with us, please?
Lord, we thank you how you're faithful to speak to your people. This morning, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that it is not just our desire, but more so, Lord, is your desire to make for yourself a church without spot or wrinkle, to put together a people that look like you. You said that's why you've shown us your glory, that the world may know that you are in us and we are in you.
Hallelujah.
And so, Lord, I thank you that these thoughts and this prayer, Lord, that it is something that you intend to do. And so, Lord, I pray that you would work that in us in this day, that we would take all that you've afforded for us, and in the little ways and in the big ways, that Jesus would begin to shine through more and more. And so have your way. May we submit as we ought to. May we yield to the King of Glory and let him in. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Wonderful day walking with him.